Hello?
Hello, my name is Roger, and I am calling from National Opinion Research. Today, I'm conducting a public opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Could you help us?
Okay.
Thank you. And I would like to know, does anyone in your household work for news media outlets such as print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. Can you mention your race, please?
Black.
Thank you very much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress?
I definitely plan to vote.
Thank you. And may I know your age?
40.
Thank you. And can you please rate me your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections between 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Borderline.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I mean, he's all right. He could be better.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country's heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say about the same.
And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of the Congress to focus on? And for example, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, creating more jobs and raising wages, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, border security, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening social security in America, combating division and racism, or reducing crime?
Racism.
Thank you. Something else that maybe catch your attention?
It's something else. Only other thing that's concerning me is the war situation that's going on. It's not our war, but that.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. In which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, okay? For example,
okay.
what is your feeling about Kamala Harris?
60.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump?
Yes.
I would say 20.
Thank you. What about Cornel West?
Oh, my gosh. 5.
Thank you. What about Dean Scott?
15.
Thank you. What about Democrat in Congress?
They barely doing it. Let's give them like a 15.
Thank you. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
30.
Thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
10.
And what about Joe Biden?
40.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Joe Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and the Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Will you say? Oh.